Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Several schools in the Boston area have been closed for at least a week because of concerns over the H1N1 swine flu and because of what officials are calling clusters of influenza-like illness. In Wellesley, the private girls' school Dana Hall will remain shuttered until next Tuesday after almost 100 students, faculty, and staff called in sick earlier this week with fevers, sore throats, and other symptoms. Another all-girls private school, the Windsor School in Boston, is closed through next Wednesday, and so is the city's biggest public school, Boston Latin. Boston health officials say around 250 students are sick at Boston Latin. For more on the closures, we turn this morning to Dr. Anita Barry, who's director of the Infectious Disease Bureau at the Boston Public Health Commission. Dr. Barry, good morning, and thanks for speaking with us.
It's a pleasure.
Dr. Barry, as I understand it, very few of these students and staff have been diagnosed with the H1N1 virus or swine flu, but the city has made a significant decision to close the two schools in Boston. How and why?
Well, it wasn't the individual laboratory diagnosis that really drove the decision. It was the number of students who were ill with influenza-like illness. When you have a large number of people ill, you really don't need to have a lab confirmation in every one of them to know what's going on.
How many students and faculty in these schools are ill as far as we know?
Well, at Boston Latin, for example, there are about 2,400 students, and 260 students were ill yesterday. We had done a survey, and about three-quarters of those we surveyed had influenza-like illness. The illness has primarily affected students rather than faculty, and that really mimics the pattern that we're seeing nationwide with this particular virus.
Are any of them seriously ill enough to be hospitalized?
No, we're not aware of anyone who's had to be hospitalized who's a student or faculty member at the Boston Latin School.
And are any of those cases confirmed swine flu?
Yes, we have a case that has been confirmed as the novel H1N1 influenza virus.
At Boston Latin?
That people were calling swine flu, yes. But you don't have to have the lab confirmation again in everyone to know what's going on.
Just so I'm clear on that, it's one case in both the schools in Boston?
Yes, that's correct. In each school, we have one individual who has been confirmed.
Both Boston Latin and the Windsor School are in the Longwood Medical Area, where many of Boston's hospitals are also located. Was that a concern, a consideration in this closure decision?
No, it was not. Because this virus is transmitted through very close contact, through the air, if you're within 3 to 6 feet of someone who has it, we really weren't worried about the medical institutions in the area.
When a school is closed for these reasons, what happens? Is the city going to send in a large cleaning crew to sterilize it?
There's no need to sterilize the environment. Ordinary washing, ordinary cleaning with a disinfectant will do. And really, it's the routine cleaning that would take care of the problem. Again, the transmission with influenza is primarily through respiratory droplets that come out when someone coughs or sneezes. It's not primarily through contact with objects.
What about that? Do you fear that they're going to be less likely, if they're off school grounds, to heed the advice about hand washing and such to reduce their risk of illness?
Well, we're asking for cooperation from the students and their families to minimize public activities and any type of activities where people would congregate. The goal is to have people away from others so that any transmission would be stopped. And we're asking for cooperation in doing that.
Dr. Anita Barry, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Dr. Barry is director of the Infectious Disease Bureau at the Boston Public Health Commission. For more information on what to look out for and how to prevent the spread of the flu, go to the fact sheets on our website, wbur.org.